Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here. And welcome back to Mental War. You know that feeling when you're constantly striving, pushing yourself to the limit, but somehow still feel like you're not enough. Like a hamster on a wheel, running and running but getting nowhere? We've all been there. Today we're diving into something crucial for your mental well-being, self-compassion. Think of it as that supportive friend who gets you even when you mess up. They don't judge. They listen, and they remind you that you're doing the best you can. That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you'd offer a loved one. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh, here we go again with the fluffy positivity stuff," hear me out. This isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging that everyone struggles, that mistakes are part of the journey, and that beating yourself up only makes things worse. Here are five key takeaways to remember. Number one, self-compassion starts with recognizing your own humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. It's not about ignoring those imperfections, it's about accepting them as part of who you are. Ever had a day where everything just seemed to go wrong? Instead of spiraling into self-criticism, try saying something kind to yourself like, "This isn't going the way I planned, but that's okay. I'm doing my best in this moment." Number two, cultivate a sense of mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice yourself being hard on yourself, gently acknowledge it and shift your focus to something more positive. Think of it like training your inner critic. With practice, you can learn to tame those negative voices and replace them with kinder ones. Number three, remember that you're not alone. We all face challenges, doubts, and setbacks. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. Talk to a friend, join a support group, or simply share your experiences online. Knowing you're not the only one struggling can make a world of difference. Number four, treat yourself with kindness. Just like you wouldn't talk down to a friend who is going through a tough time, don't do it to yourself. Be patient, understanding, and forgiving. You deserve love and compassion just as much as anyone else. And lastly, number five, celebrate your successes, big or small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for all the hard work you put in. This helps build self-esteem and remind you of your strengths. Let me paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional juggling multiple projects, deadlines, and social commitments. She's constantly on the go, striving for perfection, but often ends up feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day she realizes that her relentless self-criticism is starting to take a toll on her mental health. Instead of beating herself up, Sarah decides to practice self-compassion. She starts by acknowledging her feelings of stress and anxiety without judgment. She reminds herself that it's okay to not be perfect and that she's doing the best she can in a challenging situation. Sarah also prioritizes self-care activities like taking walks, meditating, and spending time with loved ones. By treating herself with kindness and understanding, Sarah gradually begins to feel more balanced and less overwhelmed. Remember, folks, mental health is just as important as physical health. We deserve to be treated with compassion, both by ourselves and by others. So, I challenge you today, practice self-compassion. Talk kindly to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your successes. Remember that you are worthy of love and happiness, just the way you are. Go out there and make a difference, but remember to be kind to yourselves along the way. We'll catch you in the next episode of Mental War. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting the good fight.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.